Bottom of or really, today's daf is Samech Tes. I got to the bottom of Samech Ches Min Beis. Does that make sense for you, or do you want to take it on Samech Tes Samech Aleph? I'm fine. I'm Rav Nachman. Where's that? Ah, okay, I fine, gotcha. So Gemara says two dots. Amar Rav Nachman, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, v'halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So halacha is like all of these. Tanaim above, they pask in that way. That what were they all saying? They were all of the opinion that the person does not have to pay the money if the guy is doing the tircha, right? He took the loan out. He gave him the half, 50% for himself, and 50% that he has to return. So then they all pask in that he doesn't need to give a certain schar for it. Rather, if he takes a small amount of, you know, dipping something into some brine or whatever that was, that would be sufficient to be considered his schar, and it wouldn't be an issue of ribbis. So they all, three of them, said this in different types of different examples. So the Gemara now says, B'nei Rav Ilash Nafik Alayu Hahushtara. So there was a certain shtar that Rav Elish's was signed on. He was one of the partners involved. The Havakasabe Palga Be'agar Palga Be'hefsed. It had that agreement, which we said up until now had been an issue of ribis, where half of it he has to take on himself, half the schar, half the revenue he would make, and if it's a loss, he'd have to be responsible half the loss. Now, even though Rav Elish was involved in this, he was involved in doing all the tircha, he wasn't collecting any schar for this, so he was paying pretty much ribis for all his work and service, and getting that loan returned. So the Gemara says, how could this be? Amar Rava. Rava says, it's impossible that Rav Elish is Gavar Rabu. He was a well-known Talmud Chacham. He wouldn't feed Isser to somebody else. Now, the formulation is quite interesting because the ribbis, he would be paying the ribbis to somebody else, but we know even the Loveh who pays ribbis, even though he's losing, he's also getting the Isser as well, both the Malv and the Lover. So I'm not sure why it's phrased as he's feeding ribbis to somebody else, he's also getting the Isser of ribbis. But either way, Rava said it was certain that Rav Elish would not be involved in such an Isser. So we have to understand what this shtar said. Manavshach. If this star said he's going to gain half the schar from this, so then trade tilsa behefsed. So it must be he's two thirds of the hefsed. It must be Rashi explained. So look at Rashi in the bottom here. Ipalga yikaba hanosin. The guy who takes all this money or the merchandise, if he's nosin ba'agra, yikabel alav achraus hefsed. Yosim imachtis kigon trade tilsa. It must be a situation where he's taking upon himself two thirds of the potential hefsed, the hashta leka ribis. In this case, there's no ribis. The hashta leka ella tilsa milva. He's only borrowing one third, right? Because if he's responsible for two thirds, I mean, two thirds is his. So he's only borrowing one third that he has to return back to the one who gave him the money. So delo kabio kibel ale rav ilash ella tilsa bachriu. So he's only accepting. He's only rather upon himself a third of achrayos. Ukshashakil palga ba'agra, when he takes 50% of the gains, have a maide shakil ba'agra tfei miltilsa schar amalo lichach shu osek bishnei shlishi pikadon. So now he's gaining more than what he actually had been involved. So he's making more profit here.
We're evaluating the lower risk that he has. As
that's his profit. That's his
profit.
Payment. His payment is the
fact that if he loses less, it's his payment.
Right. Okay, so that must be or, either that's what this shtar meant, or it must be a case, ipalga behefted, if he took upon himself 50% of the potential loss, so then he must be saying, tre tilsa ba'agar, then he's going to be making greater, not 50%, he's making two-thirds of the revenue, which is, that's his payment that he's getting for all the tircha that he's being involved, and it won't be an iser of ribbis. So Amar Rav Kahana Amrisa l'shmaisa kam mei d'Rav Zvid min Harda. Rav Kahana said this maisa, this halach over in front of Rav Zvid min Harda. V'Amar Li, he says to me, Dilma Rav Elish tovel imo b'tzir hava. Maybe it wasn't a deal like this, 50 and two-thirds. Maybe it was 50-50, but maybe he was dipping into some of his brine. He was getting some low-level schar, but it was something. It was a dollar bill, like they did heter iskas. That's how we do heter iskas. You give a dollar bill, and that's the schar for all the tircha that you put in. So Amar of Nachman, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe that's the way he took it. Take the shtar literally, 50-50, but there was an extra dollar that he got, which made everything permitted. So then he says back, Amar Leh, so Rav Kahana says back to Rav Zvid, min Harda, Amar Leh, lav hilchasa itmar. No, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. When Rav Nachman said halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, shita itmar. He was saying shitas. On the bottom of Samach Chesman Beis, he says halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and halacha k'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. That's not a typical way to say halacha. Meaning what? He's just saying these three individuals are of the same opinion. They're in the same group. But it's not that we're pasking like them, because hachanami mistaber, it's also logical to explain this way, because di lo teima halacha, if you don't say this way, if you really take it literally that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, lamili l'mechshav l'meimar halacha, halacha. Why did he say halacha is like him, and halacha is like him, and halacha is like him? Just say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, to make him mikulo. Pask like Rabbi Yehuda, who's the most makel, and then everything will be clear. The fact that the listing three tanaim seem to indicate we're just saying this is a grouping, this is a shita. Of these three people are all in the same category, in the same boat, but not to say that we actually pask in that way. So we don't pask in that way, and that's why I have to reinterpret the shtar of Rabbi Elish. It must be where there was a 50% versus two-third type of breakup. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rav. Mosar shlish bischarcha hareze mutter. So if you say, you know, I'm going to give you some money to invest, and any amount above a third of gain, so you're making a third plus of gains, so that additional amount will be yours. That's your schar you're going to make. So even though Rav says it's possible that it won't make more than a third, in which case he won't walk away with any extra money, everything's going to be 50-50, right, up into everything's 50-50 up until that additional third, but the above of that third, anything in above that amount would go to the one who's being osek in it. That's Rav's understanding. That's completely mutter, even though it's not vadai that he's going to make that extra schar. But Shmuel Amar lamatzer mosar l'shlish. So let's say you don't make above the third. So then yelech l'beisa reikan. He's going to go away empty-handed. That means it's ribbis that he got. He was working really hard, didn't get paid for it, so that he's paying, that's his, by his service, that's the ribbis he's paying for the loan he took out. So Ella Amar Shmuel says, kotetz lo dinar. The only way this would be permitted, if you give him a set amount, that you're going to get a dollar, $10 for your service, and then you're allowed to make such a deal. So the Gemara says, v'sava Rav ein kotetzin lo dinar. Rav says you don't need to. You're allowed to make such an agreement where it's anything above a third is yours, but if it's below a third, you don't get paid for your service. V'ha amar Rav, doesn't Rav himself say, reish agla liptume, that the head of the calf goes to the person who was fattening him up, the one who is doing the service. He gets the head, and that's his cost. My lav, damar le mosar shlish bischarcha. Is this not a case where he says anything above a third in return will be yours, and yet he still says you also have to give him the head of the cow, and that's his fixed cost. Even Rava requires a kotetz lo dinar, you have to give him a set price. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not the case of Rav. The Kamar Le, what he said to him is, e moser shlish, e resh egla leftume. He gave two options. The two ways you're allowed to make such an agreement is either you could say any money above a third will be yours, even though it's possible if it's below a third, you won't get anything, only a 50-50. Or you could say, just to have a fixed cost, would also be a way around it. Either way would be okay, but not that you have to do the fixed cost, not that you have to give the reish, the head of the cow. That's one approach, the fixed amount, or anything above a third, even though it's possible you won't make that additional money. That's how Rav says, and that's how Rav stands. He argues with Shmuel.
Meaning he says that if it's above a third, you don't get the head, you just get the third.
Exactly.
And if it's below that, you just get the head.
No, he said, I think, two different approaches. Either you can make an agreement that we'll do the Moser Shlish approach, which is what? Above a third, you make that any amount above a third. And if it's below a third, you'll make nothing. That's okay, since there's a possibility of making that way.
So,
or you can take the other approach of just making a fixed cost, you know, irrelevant of what the amount you're making. Here's your fixed cost. That's also permitted. Which is obvious. Uh-huh. But I think that's what it's explaining here. They say differently there?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's the idea. Because otherwise, if you're saying...
So Rav would keep on holding the Rav, says that it's okay, the case of the third above.
Exactly. We only brought this case of the Reish Egla Leftume, because Rav also agrees by Reish Egla Leftume certainly works. By you giving a fixed cost that you're going to get the head, that's in essence coach's dinar. That's obviously okay.
Yeah.
But he also permits Moshe Shlish would be permitted. Ibai Seima, another explanation is, Ki kama Rav, when Rav permits this case of Moshe Shlish Bischarcha, Mutter, when is that? Kigon de Isle Behema Lididei. When the one who's providing the service has his own animals he has to take care of. The Amri Inchi, people would say, Gvul Latura, Gvul Lature. Once you're, you know, taking care of your animal, take care of my animal as well. There's no additional service that you're really doing. You're doing it anyways. Once you're, you know, once you're feeding the cow, so schlepping another cow into to graze the field is not such a big deal. Once you're making the food for the cow, make it for two cows, you're not really doing any additional service. So we're not viewing that as being ribbis because you're just lumping it all together. That's when it's permitted. But in a regular case, enachanami, where there is an extra service that's being done, Rav would not permit the case of Moser Shlish. You would have to pay a fixed cost of kotzeitz lo dinar.
Now we don't know which one is the...
Had a paskin. It just seems...
The Rav, at least, because it's...
There are a bunch of... You look at the... there's a bunch of brackets here, and there's two gruz here, an aleph and a beis. That makes things confusing. And the way the Mishpat puts it on the second case here, it's quoting from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it's only permitted if he has animals he's servicing anyways, but other than that, it seems that even Rav would agree it's Aser. But Allah l'maisa, I was telling my wife the other day how hard Ezo Neshach is, that it's, you know, certain Gemaras you could easily transition from the Gemara to Allah l'maisa, but to take Ezo Neshach and Ribis and put it into like real life cases, it doesn't talk about the same. It does, but you have to be able to have a good business mind to transition from the Gemara. So the Erevin's the same way. The case of Erevin, bring it to our everyday life of mailboxes and fire hydrants and different things. It's not too easy to take it from the Gemara to Halacha. So this is one of the hard areas. Okay. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, mehagrunya, zavdin mehema, v'yavle la'arisa. So he bought an animal, and he gave it to an arisa to take care of it. Mefatim le, and this arisa was busy fattening it up and getting it strong and healthy. The yav le resha ba'agra, and when it came time to shechting it, so Rabbi Lazar Meir Grunia gave him the head of the cow to eat, and I assume he would use it to eat, and that was his payment. The yav palga rafka, and the rest he split 50-50 with him. So this was a good deal. He paid for his service. Samri le devesa, so the wife of the arisa said to the Aris himself, "E mishat tefes ba'adai, if you invested with him together, if you put money in, 50-50, yav lechanami al yasa, he would give you even more. I mean, if you put up some of the money up front, so you could even get, not only will you get the head, but you even get the tail. So maybe next time invest some of the money with him. So and then you'll invest the money, and also you'll be servicing the cow, you'll make a lot more money. So azil zavin ba'adai.
He was taking care of it, the Rabbi Lazar.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Arisa was taking care of Rabbi Lazar's animal. So the wife said, you know what you should do next time? Don't only manage the building, invest in the building. Invest in the animal, because now you'll get more. If he gave you the head when you were just working for him, now imagine you're a partner. You're going to get the head, and plus this time he's such a nice guy, Rabbi Lazar, he's going to give you the tail as well. So that's what you should do next time. That was her advice. So next time he did this, Aziel and Zavin Badei. So next time he bought with him together. They bought the animal together, 50-50. And Paligle Malyasa. And then they divide up the land, the tail. Amalei ta niflage l'resha. So then he says, now let's go divide the head up. So Amalei, he said, I don't understand. Hashta kamikara nami lo. Now I'm losing out. Initially I had the full head to myself. Now I'm not going, you're splitting the tail with me, now you're splitting the head with me. I should get the full head. I should also get the full tail. I put money into this time, and plus I worked really hard. So he says, no, you messed up here. You don't listen to your wife when it comes to these things in business. Amalei ad ha'in, up until now, the first case, Zuzei didi havi, it was all my money. I invested everything. And ilo yav l'chol leitvei port, if I don't give you a little bit more, if I don't give you the head, that's mechzei kiribis. I was giving you a loan, so I needed to give you that extra. But Hasha should feel honored now that we're partners equally. There's no concern of ribis anymore. So my comrades, what do you say? Tachina tve purta. So you worked a little harder than me. That's fine because you were the arisa. Amri in Ishtam, people are going to say arisa lemari ara kimishabe nafshe lasui leiraya. The arisa was working for his own. He was meshubat himself. He's working for himself here. He wasn't working for some other guy. He was a partner here. So there's no concern. There's no mechsek ribis in this case. And for this reason, I don't owe you the full head. And I assume his wife wasn't too happy.
So he got nothing.
He got not. He got half 50-50 across the way. He gave, that's what he gained, but he didn't get a full head. And certainly not the full tail.
And there is no union of ribis here, even though... No.
Well, once you're partners...
Just
right. The first question you always have to ask with ribis is this a sale or is this a halva?
Right.
If there's no loan, then there's nothing to speak of at all.
Nothing
to speak of. So now there's some cases that look like sales that might be considered a loan, though.
Right, like if it comes back. Like
exactly. Right.
If it was at night, that I give you back the money. Right. Let's say,
or let's say you exchange something. That's how the store says you could have it for a week. Try it out, see if you like it, and then you end up returning it. So that can be viewed as a loan. And anything you used, if I wore the
right,
shoes for a few days.
Let's say in our case, I find that in Twillery that we ship guys to Yeshiva Bachrim and they work for a week and then they say, I don't like it, I return it. There is some kind of.
Sure, 100%. Yeah, they would have to pay they have to take off some of the amount of.
They don't use it, but they actually use it a couple of days, and I say, no, I don't like it, I send it back.
There's certain conditions. I'm trying to work on this for maybe giving a share on this on Sunday. I'm trying to get good examples, but I'm not sure if I'll get it in by Sunday. But that's an example that comes up.
My son asked me yesterday, what would be a commercial example of ribs? I told him, I think that this is exactly an example.
Yeah. So, okay, Blina, I'll keep that one in mind when I as I prepare this week. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Hasham behema lechavero. A person had a value to behema. This is the scheme. Hasham behema lechavero is when he had that deal. They gave it to a guy to invest, and they were going to split the profits up. So now, admasai chayv letapelba. So now I'm responsible to watch over this animal. So up until what point do I have to really be metapel on the animal, or can I be chosen, just give it back to the original owner? So sumchus omer basonos shmona asar chodesh. When it comes to donkeys, it's 18 months. And begrodos chavdal chodesh. What's godos again? There's like sheep, I think, no?
Small animal, sheep and goats.
Okay. Okay. Different story. Kvasim is a generic term for goats
Kvasim
and sheep.
Orizin, yeah.
So it's goat. We don't have terms like it's like the family of goats and sheep. Okay. So for those, you require 24 months. Vim balachlok. If you want to divide, you want to say, okay, now let's do the 50-50 at this point. Besoch zmano chaver ba'akev alav. The guy can say, no, I don't want to. If we have a deal that you're going to take care of my animal, we'll split 50-50 at the end. You can't say I want to split right now. There has to be at least 18 months for the donkey and 24 months for the goat rose. Before that, he's able to, you know, stop you, prevent you from splitting up. After the period passes, then he could demand, let's do this 50-50 now. Aval eino dome tipulo shel shana zu, the tipulo shel shana acharis. But the involvement of the first year is not the same as the second year. So the Gemara, it's parentheses, we don't really usually read it, but aval my comment, what does it mean aval, but? How does that fit into the Brice here? So Ella, what it means to say is lefi, because she'eno doma tipulo shel shana zu letipulo shel shana acharis. The first year is not similar to the second year. The second year requires more tipul. So for the guy to take the first year, which is the easy year, let's say, and then walk away during the second year, that wouldn't be fair to the guy who gave it over to him. It's supposed to really come as a package deal because the difficulty of taking care of the animal gets harder as it goes on.
This is a case of shutfus or of iska?
Iska, I think, where he's makabel to be involved in it. And they have a 50-50. So that's a part of the agreement. You can't, you know, it's talking about a situation where you didn't put any zman in. If you put a zman in the agreement, so that zman could be whatever you guys decide. But there's no zman that was put in, so then there's a certain understanding of what's the minimal amount you have to take care of the animal. Okay, and Rashi just explained here, because the second year, since the animal gets bigger, it requires more mizonos and more care needed. So then the Gemara says the last three narrow lines here. Tani Idach, the other Brice explains, Hashem behema lechaveir ad masai chayv letapel lebivlado. So now the animal gives birth and has some children. So now, similarly, those vlados are going to be 50-50 because those are part of the gains. So how long do you have to be involved and take care of these vlados and not just walk away? So the Gemara says, bidaka, when it comes to behema daka, small animal, shloshim yom. And begasa, when it comes to a large animal, chamishim yom. And Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Omer bidaka shloshe chadashim, 3 months. Bipnei she tipula meruba, because the behema daka is actually, it requires more attention than a behema gasa. Why? My tipula meruba. Why is that the case? You would think a small animal would require less food. Because mipnei she shinei dakos, because the teeth are very small and can't really chew, so it needs the help of someone bigger, if not the mother of the animal, a person to help break down the food for them. So Rashi just explains, interestingly here, this really parallels itself to a mission in Becharos. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, three wide lines down, Bedaka Shloshim Uvagasa Chamishim, Kederach Sheprat Lecha Akasa Betipul HaBechor Shechayv Yisrael Latapel Bo Bedaka Shloshim Uvagasa Chamishim V'Acharkach Nosen En LeKohen. When a Yisrael has a Bechor born to him, even though that's the Kohen's, for the first 30 and 50 days respectively, he has to deal with it before he gives it over to the Kohen. After that point, then he's allowed to give it over to the Kohen. And then the next Rashi says, V'Shinea Dakos, the Daka animal has very small teeth. V'tzricha li'ima u'le'odem harag yobakach, and needs the mother or an animal to help break it down. We know certain animals, of course, the mothers chew it down for them. I think penguins' mothers, I think they eat them first and then they spit them up. I'm not sure they chew them or just preserve them for them, but it's a common thing for animals to do that, to chew the food for the younger ones. So then the Gemara says, mikan ve'elech, from that point on, after these 30 days or 50 days or 3 months, whatever the zman is, notel mechsa shalom, v'chati mechza bishel chavero. So Rashi explained to you the last four lines of the daf here, mikan ve'elach, yitol ha-makaba, the one who accepted it, the one who's being osek in the animal, he's mechza shalem b'shvil chelkel sharei chetze shel Elohein, takes a 50%, which is all his, uve mechza sheni, the second half, which is the nosin, the giver, yitol mechza, he takes half of the other guy's half, b'shvach k'derech shenotel b'ima machzis schar. So now, any of the shvach that happens at that point on, he takes 50% of the other guys as well. Because remember, when the vlad is born, that vlad is 50% all of his.
Right.
The other 50% is the other guys. Now, as he helps enhance his animal, so he's supposed to take a certain schar of working for the other half of the guy's vlad, which now just got fatter. So he takes 50% of the other guys as well. So he's walking away now the 75% of that vlad, and 25% remains to the nosin. So then the Gemara brings the opinion of Rav Menashe, Bar Gada, Shakel Mechza Shelo, Ve'chati Mechza Bishel Chavero. So he did this. He took half of his own and half of the other guy's half, meaning a total of 75% he took from the animal.
On the Vlados he did that?
I think it's referring to the Vlados, yeah. Rashi doesn't say,
yeah.
But I think that's the context. Okay. So they came to Abaye, Amarle, Man Palgalacha. So who split for you? Who allowed you to do just split up the cost like this? Moreover, so Rashi explains. Look at the last line of Rashi. Man palakcha mi shamoso shemalo nishamos yafa. Who allowed you to just divide on your own? Maybe you didn't do a fair assessment. And moreover, v'od makum shenagu legadohu v'tnan makum shenagu legado yagdil. There's also a place where they had a custom to help raise the vlados. You can't just split them. It seemed like you may have split it immediately. So Rashi explains the last Rashi in the page here, Yagdilu Havlados Achiu Gdolim. You have to actually raise them, I guess, beyond the 30 and 50 day mark, but you have to raise them until they're Gdolim. They don't know tell Bishel Chavero Klum. You can't take anything of your partners. This was the Minug. So you had no right to do an assessment and division on your own, because who knows if you're doing the correct calculation. And moreover, you have to have raised it for an older age than you had done. So it all depends on the various minhagim, I guess, of what the understanding is in those different communities, what was understood in those agreements. Okay. Gemara now says, Hanu trei kusai da'avad iska bahade hadade. There are two kusim who had done business together. And azal chad min ayopalik zuzay below da'i to the chaver. So one guy said, you know what, I'm not interested in this business, I'm taking my money out of here. So he split up the business. And below da'i to the chaver, and didn't consult with his partner. So also the Kame, the Rapapa, they went to Rapapa as a dayan. Amalei, my nafkamina, what do you really care? So what's the big deal? Halchi Amar of Nachman. Nachman says, Zuzei kamanda palgi damu. So money, they just had money. The money wasn't invested in a business necessarily. It wasn't any product or merchandise. They had just money that was here, I guess, sitting around. So he just took his money and left. I wasn't interested. The money just sitting around doing nothing. All money you have already is considered as if it's split already. So then the next year, Lashana, the following year, Zavin Chamra, Bada Hadada, they decided to do business together and they bought wine. So now they have barrels of wine. And then that same guy, come in the Idach, the other guy now. So now come Idach, Palagle below died to the Chavri. Now the other guy said, well, last year he took away his money. I'm going to take my wine and then go and split it up. That's our Papa Paskin. So Asla came to your Papa. So now they came in front of our Papa. He says he had no right to split the wine up. So Amale, Man Palagal. He said, who did the division for you? Whoever allowed you to split the wine up this way? So Amalei, he says, what do you mean? Kachazina de basa didi, kasi. Probably should be a gear, so basa didi, probably should be, right? Kasi didi, kasi. I'm going after Mar. Rapapa, remember last year? Rapapa, last year you, Paskin, that my partner was able to walk away without having to consult with me. So I did the same thing this year. So Rapapa says, ki hai gavna vade tarach lo dio. This thing, you vada, I have to let be known. So, Rashi explained, I think the concern here is that when you're doing a division like that, I think from his previous year, I think the previous psak he had given, he should have clarified what was going on there because it led to a mistake. Since he didn't explain why you were allowed to split the money up without consulting, he didn't explain it led to this concern of next year. The other guy thought you could split the wine up, but it's not really the same thing. Because he explains now further, the pshat is, Zuzei mishakal tavi vishavik chaserei. When it comes to money, are different. All the money's all the same. Look at Rashi, Tavi Vitzikule. Actually, that's the next Rashi. They're all the same. You know, certain monies are more expensive than others. Or certain dollars, a dollar bill is a dollar bill. $10 is $10. Who cares if you took your $10 bill, my $10 bill? It's all the same value. So money, you could just take the money and split. But chamra, when it comes to wine, kuyama yade deiki de basim viki de lo basim. There's certain wines that are better and certain wines that are not better. Certain wines are more alcoholic and give a person a certain besima and simcha, and certain wines don't. So you can't just split it up without consulting with your partner. And that's the difference between splitting up money versus splitting up wine. And it wasn't allowed. The first year was permitted, but the second year, splitting up the wine was not permitted. So Gufa, Amar Rav Nachman explained, now Zuse commanded Palgidami. So in this statement of Rav Nachman, that money is always viewed as already split, meaning you could split it without consulting with your partner, he limits this to Hani Mili Tava Vitavi Vitukule Vitukule. If all the coins are really the same, if they're both good coins where they can be used equally in any place, and Shkule, both also the same weights. Aval Tavi Vitukule La. But if one of them is a better Hotzah, it's more accepted in the stores, but it doesn't have the proper weight. Or certain ones have a proper weight, but they're not accepted because some of the surah, the image, got wiped off a little bit. That's not considered equal, and then you can't just split up the money and walk away without consulting with your partner. But seemingly most cases of money are going to be, at least in our day and age, all dollars will be the same, so then one would be able to just take his money and walk away.
It would seem from this, even though the law is, we don't know, is that if the guy has exact merchandise, then he will be able to split.
If there's no bad and good, really.
Let's say the guy has all one vintage wine and all bottles of the exact same thing, then he could split it in half. It's just whether it's a matter of choosing.
I would agree with you, exactly. I would agree. I don't know how it works for the wine, but let's say something that's manufactured, everything's exact.
No, wine, right? If one vintage, all the bottles are the same.
There's no way different barrels, different things will process differently?
I mean, it shouldn't be that way.
Okay, I don't know.
You'll never find that anyways.
Even the wine connoisseurs can't tell the difference of a different bottle?
I mean, usually what they do, it's crazy what they do with wine. I was talking to the guy from Meitzad, you know, the Rosh Hashiva that comes here, the skinny guy. So they have, in the grapes, they have like a measured amount of sugar. And when the grape gets to the exact same sugar texture that they need, they have, in 24 hours, they have to take all the grapes and make wine, because this way they get everything wine. Right. Exactly like the previous year, and everything exactly.
There
the
must
same
be quality. Some subtle differences of not every grape should grow to the same size, the same sugar amount.
Within the same vintage, probably they probably.
But like manufacturing clothing, I assume that's much more precise than wine.
Still a big difference. I mean, sometimes you have like a quarter inch when they saw it.
There still could be slight differences. Yeah. So I guess it depends. Okay, but it seems if you could have merchandise that really is not noticeable to the naked eye,
then
seemingly it would be the same thing, I would imagine.
Like
okay. So the Gemara then says, Rav Chama hava mogir zuzei bepshite, biyoma kala zizu. So Rav Chama decided to rent out money. That's an interesting idea, renting out money. I mean, it's not lending money, it's schirah. So he's renting out money, mogir means to rent, renting out zuzei bepshite. In return, you have to pay me a pshita, a certain amount, per day of renting my money. So what happened was, Kalu Zuzei de Rav Chama, in the end of the day, Rav Chama lost all his money because he was involved in ribbis. He didn't realize this was ribbis, so that was the punishment. Rashi explains here, Kalu Zuzei de Rav Chama, Yardu Litimun, the Kedamrin Lakaman Sha Melavin Beribis, Nichsen Mismotetin. They end up getting mute, getting diminished. So Rav Chama lost all of his money. So Savar Mai, so he understood, he thought, Maishna Mimara, Margul, a type of shovel or something? Or
spade.
A spade, right? Maishna Mimara, what's the difference from a Mara? I could rent out my shovel, so why can't I rent out my money? There's no difference. Mara Haja Be'ein V'yadia Pachse. When you give out a shovel, you return the same exact shovel, and what you're paying for is you're paying for any of the value, the depreciation of using that shovel. It's not schir, it's not renting the zuz. You don't return the same exact money that you borrowed. And you also don't know how much it devalued, I guess, based on the currency and stuff. You don't know what devalued. You're not paying for any devalue of the money. You're paying for the interest. It's ribbis. You're returning back the loan. And that's why it's a very different case than lending an object or renting out an object. Shama Rava says, Shari Leila Inish Lememer Leila Chavri. A person could say to his friend, Heilech Arba Zuzeh, here's four Zuz, I'm giving it to you. I want you to be Ozve Leplanya Zuzeh. I want you to now give some money. I want you to lend it to some other party. So it's not going directly between the Malv and the Lov. There's a middleman. I want you to lend the money on behalf of me to him. So Gemara says this situation is permitted because lo asa tara ella ribis haba mal milove lemalve. So in this situation, it's only asr, ribis is only asr min haTorah when it goes directly from the hands in the lova to the malva. Since in this case there's some middleman, it turns out this would be permitted mi'ikra hadin.
So the council will be he's making like a commission on the loan, and he would be sharing the commission with the bank.
That's what it sounds like, I guess, like so. Something along those lines.
Right.
I guess.
He's a mortgage broker.
Right, mortgage broker. So I guess if that's the case, that would permit every mortgage then, because you're not dealing with the bank directly, right?
Plus the bank.
Right. And bank's an entity anyway.
Unless you go directly to the bank.
Right. Yeah, but even the bank nowadays, which is a different, it's an entity as opposed to an individual.
The broker's not taking the money and giving it. The broker's facilitating the bank to lend directly to the
bank.
The broker makes profit also.
He makes profit, but he's not taking the money and then turning around the money.
Right,
no.
That's true.
He's facilitating directly.
Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shari Lei Le'inish, the Meimer Lei Le'chaver. Person could say to his friend, Shakal Lecha Arbezuze, take Arbezuz, Vam Lei Le'ploni, Loz Vin Zuze. And now say to some other guy to lend the money out. So what's the difference in this case here? This case is that he says, take the money for yourself, and then he says, lend me the money.
Because he was telling him who to lend it. Here he's just telling him, just lend it to anybody, I think.
To anybody, that's what the case is,
yeah? The first one he says, take this money and lend it to this guy. And here he says, I think.
Oh, so I think he hires a guy, he pays the mortgage broker to get me the money. He says, I need money from the bank. I'm going to appoint you, here's $10. Please get them at the bank to lend me money. So he's paying the interest up front now to the middleman here. So how come this is permitted as well? Even though you're paying an interest on that loan, you're paying this the mortgage broker.
The other way around. He's asking somebody else to lend him money.
He's asking someone to get another person to lend the money.
Right.
So I'm asking, Harry, please go get Adam to lend me some money. So that I said, pay Harry a few bucks, and hopefully Adam will lend me some money. So this is permitted because my time, what's the reason? Because schar amira kashakil. Harry just taking the money. I asked him to do me a favor. For him, it's not paying interest. It's just paying for the service that he's doing of going to speak on my behalf. Now, kihod der abba mar bre der papa have a shakel ugne de kire mikirai. He took some, these were like wax cakes, I think we said before, from the wax makers. Vamar lei, so he says, lavua ozvina zuze. So he says, tell your father to lend me some money. So Amr Lei, Rabbanan, Rapapa, Achil, Brei, Demar, Ribasa. It says your children are eating ribis. They're collecting ribis on collecting these wax cakes. So Amr Lehu, he says to him, Kol Kiai Ribasa, all of these cases are Ribasa, Nichal, Lo Asr Torah, El Ribis Haba, Milova, Lemalva. All these cases you're allowed to eat, Nichal, you're permitted to, because the only time the Torah Asr this is a situation where the Lova pays the Malva directly. Here they're just paying a middleman to try to create and facilitate the loan that would be permitted. Okay. New Mishnah tells us Shamin para v'chamar v'chol davar shehu oseh v'ochel. So a person is allowed to create one of these situations of doing business with a cow or a donkey and any other animal or object that can create mlacha on its own. Oseh v'ochel. Lamech, it's all permitted because when you are now, if I'm gaining some hana, if I, let's say, he gives me a chamor or a para to watch over and to fatten it up, now I'm going to use that donkey and cow to work my field. So by me benefiting from the cow and the donkey working my field, that's considered I'm receiving the schar for the service that I'm doing, and that would be permitted. So Malkum Shinagu Lachlok Esavlados Miyad Chokin. In a place where it's customary to split the vlados the moment the vlad's born, you divide it, you sell it and divide right away, that's all permitted. Malkum Shinagu Lagadol Yagdilo. But if it's a situation, a place where they would customarily raise the animals for 30 days, 50 days, whatever the difference are, so then you would have to, as the Mekabel, as taking care of maintaining the animals, you would have to raise it for those amount of days. And then comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shaman Egel im Imo, Visiach im Imo. He says one would be able to do a calf with a mother, and what's a siach?
A
colt. A colt, okay. A colt with his mother. What does that mean? So Rashi explains here, Shaman Egel im Imo. Rashi explains to the Mishnah of Ein Tzach Litein Tzchar Amel, Umazon Egel, Ela Le'im. So we know when every person is providing a service in such a situation, he has to be paid for the service that he's providing. But let's say he's watching the calf along with the mother and the colt along with his mother, that you don't have to get paid for the service you're doing for the child, since really the ikkar service is for the mother, which requires much more feeding and taking care of. So even as long as you're getting paid for dealing with the mother, absorbed in that is the minimal service that you're providing for the calf or colt as well, and that would be permitted. And then the Mishnah has this last line, Umafriz al sadeyu veino choshesh mishim ribis. The person can be mafriz al a field, and there is no concern of ribis. Rashi tells us that the Gemara is going to explain this situation. What does it mean to be mafriz al sadeyu? So this is the Mishnah. So the Gemara now tells us, Tani Rabbanan, the Braisa says, mafriz al sadeyu veino choshesh mishim ribis. So the Braisa says the same thing as the Mishnah. So what does it mean, mafriz al sadeyu? So the Braisa explains, Ketzat. A person rents a property from his friend. He has to pay ten amounts of kur of chita per year, and that's his payment for being allowed to use that field. Now, Omer Lo, so now the one who hired it, who's working the land, says to the owner of the land, the maschir, Tainli masayim zuz, could you also give me some 200 zuz, va'afar nesena, and I will take care of it. And I'll pay you 12 kor a year now. I'll pay you a higher rent.
So the guy is an aris.
He's an aris and working the land now. He's not really an aris, because aris is usually where you give it to him. Here he actually hired. He's really a socher. He's a farmer, but an aris is where I give him the land. He doesn't pay me anything. I give him the property and he works it. We split.
Right.
Here is I'm actually hiring. I'm renting the land to use. So I'm a socher in this case.
Okay.
So now I'm a socher and I'm going to work the land. I'm paying ten, let's say $1,000 a year.
It's a fixed problem.
Right. Now I say, you know what? Could you give me an extra, $200, and I'll pay you a higher amount of the rent? So maybe that should be considered a ribis, because now he has to pay him more. He lent him money, $200, and now he's paying him more of the cost. So that should be look like ribis. So the Gemara says this is mutter. That's all permitted. And the reason why this is permitted is because Rashi says here, mutter, look at Rashi around 10 narrow lines up, mutter vein du ribis schar malus. It's not ribis, you're not paying for getting the loan of $200. Ela shechocher mimenu sada mishupechas. You're just renting a more expensive land now. Umala lo bechachira sada tova yosem isada ra masayim zu shnei kor mechitim. Because what he said is, when you give me the $200, I want to invest it in the land. I want to start fixing up, put better, buy some wheat, and start growing things better in this situation. So I'm not taking this for myself, I'm taking it for the land. So now, even though the money's not in the land yet, since it's for the purpose of the land, that's considered now as if I'm renting a more expensive land from you now. So the old land was worth $1,000 a year. This new land is now $1,200 a year. So that's why this is permitted. The money's going right to the land.
He's saying that for nisen, otherwise he wouldn't be doing it.
Exactly. He's putting the money back into the land.
Right.
He's investing into the business, into the land. So now he's renting a more expensive property. So that's permitted. But what you can't do, the Gemara says, Aval ein mafriz lo al chanus lo al svina. But to take money in, I rented a storefront, I asked for some money from the landlord to invest, that money is not going in, and I say, I'll pay a higher rent now if you give me some money. That money's not going to the store, it's not going to the boat, that's going to buy some merchandise. That's viewed as a loan, and now since I'm paying a higher rent for it, that's considered ribis in the case of a chanas and a svina. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Pamim Shemafriz al chanas la tsur bo tsura. Sometimes you would want the money from the landlord to start painting up the shop to make it look nice. That's going into the business. And the svina, lasos lo iskaria, to make a very nice... I don't know, what do they call us? What, a mask? Chanus litzur bo turta, the tabi bay incha, v'havi agra tvei. So you're going to take the chanus and paint it very nicely, and now it's going to be a higher rent, right? If what the landlords always do is when they change over renters, and then they always paint it, so now they could charge you more money, because they invested money, even though it cost a couple bucks when they paint it, and they're charging you 10 times that amount, but that's permitted. And when it comes to the svina, comes to the boat, lasas bo iskaria, make a very nice mask. So came in the Shapira, Askira, since you made it better, Tvei, Agra Tvei, you could therefore make a higher amount. And that's...
So he says that it's mutter also.
Okay, exactly. Only when that money is going into the actual property.
Property.
So then it would be permitted and not viewed as ribis. Okay. Should we do this last case here? Maybe we'll try to make it to the top of Ayin here. Okay, the Gemara says now, Svinasa Amarav Agra Upagra. So it comes to a boat. So Rav says, Agra Upagra. What do you mean, Agra Vipagra? So Rashi says, you look at Rashi three wide lines down. In the middle of the line, it says, Svinasa Amarav Agra Vipagra. Mutala Schira, I can rent out my boat, Amnashim Tishaber, Yishalim Oso Hasocher. That if the boat breaks, then he has to pay me for it broke. So the Gemara explains now what's going on here. Amrule Rav Kana, Rav Asi the Rav, they say to Rav, I Agra Lopagra, I Pagra Lagra, meaning you could only rent it, but you can't pay for damage. You can pay for damage, you can't pay for rent. So Rashi explains what this means. I Agra Lopagra, Kevin denota Schar. If the maskir, the owner of the yacht, is taking the rent for it, he can't also take on top of that the any damage that's going to take place. That's what you're collecting rent for, in case it gets damaged. And if you're collecting any, you're taking responsibility if it gets damaged, then you're responsible, so then you can collect rent. That since you evaluate it, if it gets broken, you have to pay this value of it. Havile milva gave, it's like a loan. Havile scharis ribis. So if I'm lending out my boat to you, and I say to you, listen, if anything happens, you pay for it, it's a halva, I'm lending you my boat. Now if I make you pay on top of that, schar, to lease it out, that's paying ribis. So you can't have the guy pay both the rent and the responsibility of paying for any damaged goods.
But he's still using up the boat.
He's still,
meaning even though he's responsible for the brokerage, he's giving the boat back that is worth less than before because he used it for a while.
Right, but that would be a regular schiris. But once you make the guy pay on top of that, the damage also, potential damage, the insurance for it, so their view, I don't get why that's
no, about. But let's say if the guy only pays for the insurance, mm-hmm. then the guy who's renting it has zero profit from the operation.
Right, but it's viewed as a halva, though he's borrowing, even though it's an object as opposed to money.
Meaning it would look like service. I don't know.
Right. He's borrowing. I'm borrowing your boat. So now.
Okay.
And. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Shasig Rav. Rav was silent here. And Amar Rav Sheshis, my time is Shasig Rav. Why was Rav so silent? Why didn't Rav respond to them? Lo Shemil Leha, do you not hear the Brisa, which says as follows, the Sanya. Afa Pish Amru Ein Makablin Son Barzil Misrael. Even though you can't accept Son Barzel from Israel. What does that mean? Rashi says, Ein Mekablin Son Barzel. Iska Sh'adam Mekablin Mechavero. Business a guy accepts from his friend. U'mekabla Chrayos Shemesu Mesu Lo Vim Avdu Avdu Lo. The guy says, listen, I'll take responsibility of any damage that happens to it. V'aschar Yachlokin will divide the profits. V'haynu Son Barzel Shekasher Kebarzel. That's a bad. The guy's taking half the responsibility, rather full responsibility, all risk, and only 50% of the schar. That's a bad deal. Shekaim etzal bailav eino pochas etzlam. So that's a person shouldn't do that. A vow, what a person can do, says the Gemara, mekablin tzom barzel min anachim. You are able to do this from a nachri. That's all permitted because there's no issue of ribis when it comes to a nachri. Aval amru, but what they said, hasham para lechavero v'amar lo. He says to him, harei parascha asuy alai bishloshim dinar. So he says, here's your cow and it'll be on me 30 dinar. What does it mean, 30 dinar? Rashi explains here, Imlo ashivenu l'cha, if I don't return the cow back to you, I'll pay you 30 dinar, the replacement value. And v'ani ela l'cha sela v'chodesh, I'm also going to pay the rent for you. So this is that very case. I'm going to pay you a sela per month. So that's permitted. So Gemara says, l'fi shlo asa damim, because he didn't make any damim. So Gemara says, what does that mean? V'lo asa, what does it mean he didn't make any damim? What does that mean exactly? So the Gemara explains, what that means is, Amar Rav Sheshes lo asa damim mechayim ela la'achar misa. So look what Rashi says at the end here. Rashi says, "Lefi." Let's read it from the second line up. Mutter vein deribis kin mefarish lefi shelo asa damim mechayim she'im yuzlu paros b'shuk. If the cows go down in value, the market value goes down. V'yamdu damer al esrim lo yishalim ela la'achar misa. If they go down to 20, he doesn't pay the amount of the depreciation of the market value. El Achamisa, after dies, Sheim Tamus, O Im Tishaber, if it breaks or it dies, that's considered Shas Misa, Alma kol kama de lo kabio lazula la malvehu gave. As long as he doesn't accept upon himself the responsibility of depreciation, that's not considered a milva, it's not a loan. The gave sfina nami lo kabio lazula. So the klal we learn from here is the only time it's considered a loan is if I'm responsible to pay back replacement value, regardless of it going up in value or not, then that's considered a milva, if I have to pay the current market value. But if I can return the object, I think what you were saying, as it is, even though it depreciated, that's not called a halvah. That's called a schiris. I'm renting it. In that case, I'm allowed to pay for the schiris, the lease, and I can also pay for the insurance policy on it as well. That's all permitted, so long as you could return the object. That's what he said.
But chances are that nothing is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's about chances. I think it's just about how we view it as being a loan. The very fact that I could return the object as is, even though it may have depreciated, that indicates it's not a loan. Okay. And then the Gemara says the last line of the Amud here, Amar Papa, Hilchasa Svina Agro Pagra. We paskin the person when he rents out a boat, he could pay for the lease and he could also pay for the insurance. That's fine as well. And the top line of Ayin, Amar Aleph, Vinagu Bnei Kufra. Now Bnei Kufra, Rashi explains here, is Nagu Bnei Kufra Bali Svina, the people who own boats, sailors. Kari Bnei Kufra, why? The word Kufra means tar. The fisha zoftin osam bezefes. They would put tar in to keep it from, leaking. So the water entering in. So they're called bnei kufra. So nagu bnei kufra, the Gemara says, agra bishas mishicha, and pagra bishas svira. They would collect the rent right away. And Rashi explains, agra bishas mishicha, nosin osam biyad. I'm giving you the boat, but I want the money up front. The apa pisha kibel schara nosin la pagra lichshe tishaber, but they're only going to pay the insurance if they end up, when you go to a hotel.
That's double payment. That's what I think the whole Gemara is telling, that if they were giving back if they were paying for the boat, they shouldn't have paid for the schir.
Right, that would be like the ribbis on top. Right. It would be an unfair deal. So you pay for it, and if it breaks, in the end, they'll collect the payment of it breaking. That's what they would do, I think.
Right, but normally, if to do it right, they should only collect when they return the sfina. Either they collect the payment for the rent, or they collect the replacement.
Right, but here they're saying the way this deal is set up is that the person is responsible for paying for the lease, and he's also responsible for breaking.
I think that isn't that what's going on now.
So he's saying, so if that happens, he pays for the lease up front.
Right,
and if it breaks, they're going to collect after him from it breaking.
Right.
Nowadays they collect everything up front. It would seem, no, because we already said, since you can return, you're not taking upon yourself the depreciation, if it doesn't break.
Then it would be fine to pay both.
Yeah, because it's never hava. It's like when you go to a hotel, you pay for the room, but they also want money up front on your credit card. In case there's any damage, they want the money up front on the credit card. And then they return it to you. But here, they don't take money up front for the damage, only if you actually damage it. So then the Gemara says, Atu bimin haga talya milsa, mishun de masnisa. So based on the minog, this is a brisa that we said that this is permitted, that this is a practice that they would do. Rashi says, "Atu b'min haga talya milsa heichi shafkinan lahu lekabla schar hol v'sofa leknosa kula." So how do we permit him to accept the schar? In the end of the day, if he's going to pay for everything,
that's
what you're saying.
Yes.
So now they're asking, how can you double this? How do you pay double payment here? So the Gemara says, "Mishum de masisa tanya." Gemara says it's a mishnah which says it's mutter. Masisa tanya de mutter. That's permitted. So that's the minhag. Even though you're paying double, the guy who's willing to enter into such an agreement, he's willing to take that risk of it breaking and paying double, since the masisa says it's permitted. So the Gemara says, so mishum de masisa tanya minhaga. Meaning, since the Mishnah taught this way, they practice this way lehalach lemaisa, based on what the Braisa said, that this case is actually going to be permitted. Okay. We'll stop here. And again, this is hard stuff.
Yeah.